Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County capped off the 2022-23 regular season in wrestling last week with a duel against Sheridan for the boys and girls. Starting with Campbell County, they went up against Sheridan at home last Thursday. Starting with the Camel boys, they lost to Sheridan by a team score of 57-12. Cohen Grancer and Wade Garrett would be the only Camels who got individual wins, with Grancer winning on a fall in the 182 class and Garrett won on a fall as well in the 195 weight class. Moving over to the Camel girls, four wrestlers participated in the duel, but Sheridan would win them all, winning on a team score of 22-0. Moving over the Thunder Basin, they went on the road to compete against Sheridan last Friday. Starting with the Bolt boys, Sheridan would get the head-to-head win as a team, defeating Thunder Basin 44-20. Four Bolts would get individual wins, with Antonio Avila winning by a technical fall in the 138 class. Jackson Vergas would get a win in the 182 class on a sudden victory. Mason Brown would win on a fall in the 195 class, as would Core Catlin in the 220 weight class. Moving over to the Bolt ladies, they would tie with Sheridan with 15 points apiece, but the Lady Bronx would get the win off their first points tiebreaker. Allie Walker would win in the 100 weight class on a fall. Chloe Rogers got a win in the 110 weight class on a 7-6 decision, and Aspen Henry would get a win on a fall in the 135 class. Campbell County and Thunder Basin will turn their focus to the regional tournament, which will be held tomorrow at Cheyenne South, then it will be off to states next weekend in Casper. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.